We'll start with the important business first. Tell me about the Car Cares Foundation.
Oh, man. There we go. I like these questions. Car Cares Foundation, that's my baby. And I say that because it's something that I've been thinking about and trying to plot and game plan for the last 5-6 years that I've been in the NFL. Kind of came from, you know, my mom's been my school teacher for 30-plus years. My dad has always been my AAU basketball coach. So I saw just the effect they had both in the classroom and on the playing field. My dad was, you know, the coach of guys that didn't have father figures, didn't have things structured in their life. My mom was on the educational side doing the same thing, just to see the impact they had. And they always tell me about giving back. You know, it's a blessing for me to be playing this game. And, you know, now I got my chance to come out here. I got a big platform in Dallas. I feel like it was a great time for me to start Car Cares. And Car Cares is physical fitness and educational enrichment. So just combining the two. And I believe with that, you can do a lot of different things, both that have had the kids engaged as far as learning new things, new tools, new principles, and at the same time, keep them physically fit. You know, the generation now is everybody's inside playing video games and isolation, things like that. Sure. And, you know, Car Cares is, I think it's coming at the right time as far as me trying to emerge as a player, but at the same time, putting the same work off the field.
Well, I bang on kids all the time about the math they can do with football, and that usually works.
Yeah.
Then they sit with dad and, you know, count up scores, whether it's fantasy football and just in general.
I mean, it's just so many different situations in life where a sport can kind of help you overcome any obstacle in life. I mean, I look at football like the game of chess for me. Just different things that may happen, different setbacks, different triumphs, whatever may happen, you have to always just be on even keel and take it as it comes and do what you have. You know, you may not be the most gifted, the smartest, but, I mean, hard work at the end of the day hopefully prevails over all that. I mean, you can have a lot of talent in the world, but if you're not putting the work in, whether it may be in the classroom, whether it may be on the field, whatever your sport profession is, then it's going to show up eventually. So just trying to encompass, bring all that to the table to create a well-rounded young adult.
How much does it help to run against a guy like Dez or Miles Austin on these practice fields?
I love it, man. It's just every play with those guys. You know, Miles is a veteran receiver, real crafty in the things he does. Dez is just a workhorse. I mean, he's got all the athletic ability that there probably is in this world. So, I mean, just with those guys, it's a game rep. I'm getting their best look. They're going to get my best look. And I know once Sunday hits, I'm going to be checking guys that's going to be thinking the same way. But I didn't see it in practice, so I'm already ready for it. So hopefully on Sunday, things will slow down for me.
All right, I told you we'd do it quick. So two guilty pleasures, one TV show. And if I hit your iPhone or whatever and I pulled up your song list, what's got the most plays?
Ooh, the most plays right now? Okay, the most plays would probably be Jay-Z, Crown.
Okay.
That one. And I like that Chris Brown and Aaliyah. What is it? What's it, Chris Brown, Aaliyah? They don't know? Yeah. They don't know.
Okay,
them two,
sure, sure.
Those probably be my two. What's the next question? I forgot it.
The other was, you know, you sit down to watch a TV show. What's popping on the DVR?
TV. Last time I sat down and watched a TV show. I'll watch NFL Network.
Just a student of the game all the time.
I'm more of a guy that gets on the internet and get on WorldStar and click on every single video, unsigned artists, all the compilations, especially the Vine comps.
But so music's where you go.
I like music, man. I just any unsigned or undiscovered talent. You know, I get on YouTube and I will literally look at about 20 plus covers of a song that I like just to see the different variations, who can sing, who can't sing.
Nice.
So,
any thought of going down that road?
Yep, thought about it, but I actually recorded myself one night when I was up here. No, I wouldn't put myself out there like that.
How about representing? Representing these unsigned acts?
Nope,
anything
won't
thought
do
of that,
either. Nope, I like to invest in different things that have a greater return and more stable. You know, I'm kind of smarter, man. You know,
yeah. I love it. Thanks so much.
All right.